10 miles south of Seguin in central Texas, beside a road as straight as a ruler, stands a landmark of African-American heritage, the Sweet Home Vocational and Agricultural High School. It's a one-story building with narrow white clapboard siding and gray trim, raised above the clay soil on concrete blocks, which are painted white. Two brick chimneys tower over the weathered tin roof. Outside, a rusting seesaw nestles under twisting oak branches. Inside, four classrooms with wooden floors and tall windows. After the Civil War, former slaves from Central Texas settled in Sweet Home, one of many such colonies around the state. A church and a one-room log cabin school built in 1864 became the centers of a thriving community. By the 1920s, the school was too small. Chicago philanthropist Julius Rosenwald, then president of Sears Roebuck, had started a fund to build new schools in southern black communities. The Rosenwald Fund helped construct 464 schools in Texas and about 5,000 throughout the South. They were designed by the educator Booker T. Washington and adapted to their sites by his staff at Tuskegee Institute. A new Sweet Home school opened in 1924. It cost $5,500. The Rosenwald Fund paid about one-fifth of the total cost, as did local African-American citizens. The rest came from white citizens and from public funds. At the time, Sweet Home was one of only 14 four-year high schools for African-Americans in Texas. The community's self-help philosophy won national recognition, and Sweet Home students won numerous honors in sports and home economics competitions. When the school closed in 1962, students attended high school in Seguin. Its high school students may be long gone, but the Sweet Home School's educational role is far from over. Today, it's a community nutrition center.